Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Seems like a year ago.
Yeah, that, it really does.
That it went down. But playoffs very much alive. We'll get to that. Blue Jays in it. Brewers are almost out of it. Dodgers trying to repeat. First time that's, if they accomplish that, first time that'll happen in a long, long time. But the Birds, Nolan, I've been saying it for months. And as you know, I'm usually wrong. I picked the Dolphins again today. I don't know what the hell I'm thinking. But said the Orioles next year are going to be the Blue Jays this year. Because Toronto last year is the Orioles this year. And if you're picking up what I'm putting down, Toronto finished last in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Won the division this year. They're two games away from the World Series, first time since 93. Orioles finished last this year. I'll take what we can get. Young guys playing well. But acquisitions, Nolan, in the offseason to supplement the young talent. And I'm going to assume... with we're adding talent, we're that Gunner's an all-star. Holiday's another step. Westberg's back to his all-star form, that sort of thing. Adley, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So you got a free agent wish list. Realistic if you're just tuning in. We're not blank checking it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's boring.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, how much are we increasing payroll, for instance? Ryan, I know you got a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy. How much are we looking for? Because they jumped it up this year, right?
Yeah, 60 it's going to go up.
Yeah, how much? But so we're looking at this in realistic terms, not the Dodgers going all in, signing literally every free agent in February.
You're correct. So we're doing pitching today. I sat down. I had big ambitions. I wanted to hit all the boxes. I wanted position players, particularly outfield, all that stuff. But then my head started to spin. And I started to feel a little queasy because I started looking at these options in terms of position players. And this will be a teaser for when we do that down the road. It's not looking good, folks. It's not looking good in terms of realistic options for an outfielder to save this team. But for today, starting pitching. Because that's the thing we've been harping on all season long, all offseason. Can we get something legit here? Now, make no mistake, they're probably going to have to pull off a trade. That's what we hope. And if that's how you go get your big fish, so to speak... then yes, go do it. But in terms of signing free agents, we'll start here. We'll start with what I call the elite, the big fish. And really, these are the unrealistic ones. But we'll breeze through this quickly because it's just three names. And these are the ones that everyone's going to be talking about all offseason. Framber Valdez, Ranger Suarez, Dylan Cease. Those are your three big fish. Problem is, every single team in the league wants those guys. And more than likely, the only ones that are actually going to be competitive for them are your New Yorks, LAs, Chicagos, etc. Big markets. They all need pitching. The Orioles probably can't compete. But if we're in a fantasy land dreaming here, the Orioles, if we're to take them at their word, did offer Corbin Burns pretty elite starting pitcher money. One of the biggest pitching contracts or would have been in the league. He turned it down. We know the story, blah, blah, blah. But if they were willing to do that, seemingly, wouldn't they be willing to do the same for one of these guys? Doesn't mean they're going to put pen to paper, but can they be in that conversation? So if I'm ordering these three, and I'm interested to hear your thoughts, Framber Valdez is the clear number one. Checks every single box. more than worth the money, in my opinion. Cy Young upside every single year. I don't have a single bad thing to say about the guy. No red flags at all. None. Number two, I actually have Ranger Suarez. And you might say, well, wait, hold on a second. Dylan Cease has finished top four in Cy Young voting multiple times. Ranger Suarez, maybe this past year was the best year of his career. And even then, it wasn't great from start to finish. But here's what I like about Ranger. You might sacrifice 20 to 30 innings pitched throughout the regular season compared to, say, a Dylan Cease. But when you get to the playoffs, this guy's got juice. This guy's got experience. He's been there. He's done that. He's been on a World Series run, although they did lose with the Phillies. 42 career innings pitched in the playoffs, 1.48 ERA. He answers the call in the biggest moments. Dylan Cease, all right, a little bit different. 8.74 is the ERA and very, very limited. Very limited innings. So I just like the idea of when we get to October, when things matter most, because that's where the Orioles need to be, I want someone who knows what they're doing. Someone who's been there and done that. That's just my preference. But for you guys, is it interchangeable? Do you have Cease number two? What do you think?
Now, Ryan, before you get to it, Valdez, 32, lefty. Suarez, lefty, 30. Dylan Cease, 30 years old. So they're still in their air quotes prime. Suarez, if there's a red flag, didn't he kind of cross up his own catcher because he was upset?
Was Suarez or Valdez?
That was Valdez. That was Valdez.
That was the one thing right there. It's the only, of all the things that Framber's done on the mound, it has not actually necessarily been for his success. It was what he did to his own.
But apparently that did not go over well in the clubhouse.
You think?
Yeah,
Do you think people would be happy about?
Right.
So, you think his catcher was happy about? Hey, I want a curveball. And here's a fastball.
That's good for us.
Whammy.
Take one team out of the consideration here. Come on to Baltimore. Right.
But what do you think there, Ryan Ripken? And what's the price tag going to be for these guys
the
too?
Yeah. So Framber is going to, in my opinion, of the guys that will be available, he is going to get the most, I think, or the highest deal. I do. When you look at a guy, and you got to look at the body of work for him. And for Framber Valdez, a guy that all he's done over the last X amount of years, let's go back to 2020. Truly, that's, you know, COVID year when his run here has been pretty spectacular. He hasn't had an ERA higher than 3.66, and that was this past year. That was his down year, was a 3.66. A guy that over this time period, over the last 4 years, has thrown no less than 176 innings. He knows how to get guys out. He knows how to eat innings. Like, he's the definition of save your bullpen, and I also can go out there and dominate a lineup. But if that's too much, I like the Ranger Suarez situation. Again, I just don't think that the Orioles are going to go for so many lefties, just if we're looking at the configuration. I think one or the other. But what I like about Ranger is, and even Framber, those guys just know how to pitch. It's not about velo for them. And I think that that's so valuable. And I think we saw that, even though I know Trevor Rogers is throwing a little bit harder, knowing how to pitch. Pitchability is so important. Dylan Cease is kind of that wild card for me. You know, a guy that obviously when he's on, electrifying, so good. But then you're wondering, what Cease are we getting? You know, in some cases, and it's maybe not the comp that people are going to look at, but Cease has a little Jack Flaherty feel to me where at one moment you feel that this guy's on, and the next moment you're going, well, I felt really good about you, and now I'm not sure. And with Dylan Cease being represented by Scott Boras, I also could see if the Orioles were to take a risk, Scott would say, hey, we'll do a smaller deal, but we want the opt-out. You know, like, I think Cease is in line for that. He wants to get paid again because he's had this up and down the last few years. Can I throw out another name that I'm kind of curious about?
My thunder.
Yeah, I want to hear it. Yeah. And we'll see if we're thinking the same thing.
We just got done with the elite. We acknowledge
so
that
on a scale of 1 to 10 chances of signing any of those guys?
1 or a 2. Just being real.
Yeah. I think it's way more realistic. I would say I'll give it 40%, one of those three.
Oh, all right. Hey, I hope you're right.
That would be a 4 out of 10, right?
I mean, at the very least, I think...
I got a GED. I don't have a math degree.
That's correct.
Good job, Bob.
Thank you.
Investigative reporter and mathematician after hours.
So as far as what's more affordable, we'll call this the sweet spot tier, begins with my two guys. and I'm calling this Operation Zach Attack. Let's get ourselves a pair of Zachs, starting with Zach Gallen. Now, coming off of a bit of a down year by his standards, though the final 2 months of the year was noticeably better. Started to get his groove back a little bit. But this guy's been legit for years and years and years. This is his first shot at a legit payday, right around that 30-year-old mark. He's coming off arbitration. So you know he wants to cash in. And when we talk about pitching market, it could end up being a little bit inflated for him. But if it's next tier down, you're not going to be in on the big fish. You got to at least take a serious run at this guy. If Arizona stole Corbin Burns from us, let's get one back. Let's get Zach Gallen back. I see no issues with that. He's as legit as they come. If you were giving me only one pitcher that we could have on the market, it would be Zach Gallen. To the other Zach, someone that you're familiar with here in the AL East, Zach Littell, been with the Rays for the past couple of years. I think this guy could be sneaky affordable. Again, it's hard to predict pitching contracts because the market goes crazy right away when free agency starts. I don't think it would be too ridiculous to see this guy at $15 million or less a year. Depends what he wants in terms of longevity. If there was a red flag, maybe you're weary that this past year he hit 180 innings pitched, and the only other time he's come close to that was 150 a year prior. But to be fair, earlier in his career, he was a reliever. He's converted to a starter, and the results have been fantastic. The last thing I love about Littell, strong track record against the AL East. Very strong. Very, very strong. Now, it remains to be seen how he pitches against the Rays, but he handles the Yankees, and he handles the Sox, and I like that a lot.
I thought you were going to say Zach Eflin. I guess if we forgot that Zach.
That would have been the trio.
Zach Attack himself.
Jeez, and I will say, if Zach Eflin is healthy and he's back, you know, I would be curious.
No,
but
pun intended.
Yeah,
he might be in the next tier.
To close out this tier real quickly, Nolan, I really like the Littell. I think your information and your knowledge and what he's accomplished, I think it's all spot on and affordable. I do think that Zach is going to be a guy that goes under the radar. And we talked about this off air. Quite frankly, yeah, the big dogs, you know what they can bring. But last year, I'd say the free agent classic, Max Fried, top of the top, Corbin Burns. Obviously, we know Corbin got hurt, but Fried was the dude. Like, he was fantastic. The other high-end guys, you know, it was kind of hit or miss. And when you're looking at for the Orioles, Littell fits that. You said Zach Gallen, Nolan, who I love. I think someone will pay him a lot. I think someone's going to really...
Because he's right there on that fringe of the two tiers.
And it all depends is how much do you believe in this guy. And I think some team's going to go, you know what? This is an anomaly. We're going to give you the bag.
We're going to get into more. We got to take a clock integrity, Nolan McGraw.
I'm sorry.
Dude, you're ripping it, and I love every minute of it. But we'll get into some others. I mean, there's a lot of option guys, too. Jack Flaherty's one of them, by the way, that we can get into. But if you have a wish list, ladies and gentlemen, of a starting pitcher, and you mentioned Corbin Burns, and you mentioned Max Fried, Blake Snell went to L.A. and got hurt, but boy, are they feeling the money in the postseason. Where's the Garrett Crochet trade chip? We haven't even gotten down that rabbit hole.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yet either. 105.7, before we get back to Nolan's list here, get into the playoffs real quick. Dodgers 3-1 over the Brewers. Betts and Edmund had ribbies. Glass now, pitch 5-plus, strong. Milwaukee can't score. They've scored 3 runs in 3 games, hence their 0-3 deficit going into tonight when Shohei's on the hill versus probably an opener here for the Brewers and Pat Murphy.
You know, this is – you never want to say it's over, but it's over. Is it going to be game 4 or game 5 is what it feels like it's going to be here for the Dodgers. You know, off air we said this, Bob, or I told you – if you're playing the Dodgers right now, you got to be perfect, and the Brewers have been – anything but perfect. They've been imperfect. They've made mistakes, and the Dodgers capitalize that. And then when they do play some pretty good baseball, they got Yamamoto and Snell just on their A game, and you tip your cap there and say, hey, well done. But hell of a year for the Brew Crew, but looks like we're going to see the Dodgers get a shot at the repeat here.
In the AL 608 tonight, now tied at 2, home team yet to win, Kevin Gausman against Bryce Miller. 8-2 last night. Jimenez, back-to-back games with multi-ribby homers. Vlad Jr. has been raking here in the postseason, hit his 5th home run. And Max Scherzer, in his on a night in which Rodgers and Flacco were lighting it up like it was 2010, wasn't vintage Max Scherzer, but good enough that playoff savvy helped them big time. Two nights in a row, they've quieted that Seattle lineup here.
Yeah,
after the Mariners take an early lead, too.
You know, some people like to say it's because of the play on the field, and for the Blue Jays, Mad Max gave them a good start, and the Blue Jays right now, still in the playoffs, lead the postseason in home runs, and they also are hitting over 300 for average. And the Mariners, they're kind of on the other spectrum, but this is what we've discussed before. They live and die by the long ball, and if they're not hot, they can get cold quickly. They're hitting 215. They got 14 jacks, but they are hitting 215. So, and if you don't want to blame the play on the field, the fish race out there.
Yeah.
Ever since Humpy won the fish race.
Humpy the fish.
Humpy the fish. He won again. And now everyone's going, did we overdo this thing? Was it the reverse curse out there? And people are actually blaming the fish. How about that, Bob?
Well, it's never the player's fault. You got to blame an inanimate object or something that's just a made-up thing. But Bryce Miller's on the hill for Seattle. And before we get to Nolan's next tier free agent pitchers, just to throw out, I can't remember the guy's name, so I apologize. The Orioles were playing the Mariners. We had a beat reporter, Luis Castillo, Bryce Miller, maybe Kirby or Gilbert. Could be available via trade for some reason. Seattle don't want to pay. They got woo as well. I mean, Bryce Miller looks to be maybe more of a realistic option if you're looking to trade someone. And I don't know if the Orioles would be trade partners for Seattle. I know Naylor's a free agent, so they might lose some pop at first base. Who might look well? We had a caller yesterday. Said he looked good in black and orange, but in that kind of a style. But got to swing a deal. I'm all about free agent. Mm-hmm. And trading for a guy, because you can never have enough starting pitching.
Never.
Right.
Ever.
But what Bryce Miller's had injury issues, especially this year. Would he be a dude, depending on what the compensation would be, that would intrigue you because I think he's under team control for another year or so.
Here. Seattle's just an interesting case to me because they're on the cusp of potentially going to the World Series here. So when we start talking about, oh, is Josh Naylor going to be available? Are they going to look to trade any of this pitching? I'm sitting here saying, why would they let anyone go? Especially if they go on to win it all, they're probably going to want to run it back. They won't feel any sort of incentive to, you know, trade away their pitching that got them there. But it almost feels like maybe the Orioles missed the boat a year or two ago when these two teams seemed like obvious trade partners.
Bryce Miller is a free agent in 2030 at 27 years old. I'd
imagine they'd probably hold him then.
Yeah,
and
he gets a little arbitration eligible stuff going on here. All right, Nolan, back to your list of potential.
Right.
We're in tier three now.
Well, we're
going
to wrap up tier two because there's a couple more affordable names here. And honestly, tier three is the bargain bin, so it's not very exciting.
The Charlie Mortons of the world?
Well, we try to do a little better than that. Just to recap, we got Operation Zach Attack. We want one of the Zachs. We want Zach Gallen or we want Zach Littell. If you can't get those two guys, hopefully you can get one of them. And then maybe you go a little bit older. And no, not Charlie Morton, 40 years old, but late 30s. And for some people, it's a red flag. For some people, it's a non-starter. I don't want someone old. They're going to fall off a cliff. We just went through this. Can't do it again. But Merrill Kelly, another Arizona guy. Strong track record. Him and Zach Gallen were a 1-2 tandem for years. He's getting up there. He's 36 years old. I trust the track record. That's just me. I also think it's a convenient opportunity for him to maybe be willing to sign for a year and an option, 2 years. You're not going to have to give this guy six or something crazy like you might have to do for Gallen. So it could be affordable at the end of the day. And the other one, I'm stealing Bob in Edgewater yesterday. He wanted Josh Naylor, and he also wanted Chris Bassett. Started to look into it a little bit more. I don't think it's that crazy. He's also up there in age. The track record's very strong. Knows how to pitch in the AL East. My only thing is, you can't get both Kelly and Bassett. You can only have one. We can't double dip on the old guys or older guys. Just one. And honestly, you still prefer the Zachs. But your thoughts on the older, more affordable guys?
I think that they have the value. I know Birdland, I can already see and hear and feel the comments coming from social media if the Orioles signed an older pitcher because of what just happened this past year with Charlie Morton, which, by the way, he did have a solid stretch, but he had a really bad start and didn't finish well for him last year, and that was kind of riding off into the sunset, right? But to your point, Nolan, these are guys, and especially if you look around, pitchers can go out there and have success into their late 40s and even to their late 30s into their 40s. The bigger thing for me is just watching the makeup of what he is and what you're going to expect him to be, right? Different than last year, and knocking on wood that this Orioles staff is healthy going in. Like a Merrill Kelly, he would be, or Bassett, he would be your fourth or fifth. Like that would be his role. So I want people to understand that. Charlie ended up having to be a de facto two last year or one, and he's never been that in his career. So if the Orioles are healthy and that expectation's off, I like those depth moves. I think that they're affordable. I really do think in my gut here, I do think the Orioles are going to be more aggressive with a guy that can really make that big impact, a top 3-2 starter. I really do think they're going to go out and get one.
Financially in free agency, or you're swinging a trade home run style, which leads to the question, well, who the hell are you trading? I know they stockpiled, Elias did, prospects at the trade deadline. And that O'Hearn-Laureano trade netted them a lot of guys from San Diego. And the Mets trade looks to be a good one as well. But who's the anchor of a trade like that? If we're looking at the system, or do you have to go Kobe Mayo or a younger player that's already on the road? Where are you going? Because Kerstad has no trade value.
I think it's just going to go to a team that really – they have more desperation or the urge. I know the Pirates are saying, we're not changing anything, we're trusting our process, but they haven't been willing to spend money. They got some good options that could be available.
Keller,
right?
Would be a nice addition there. For
so
sure.
Who knows? But I want to take the Ravens need some help with those cases. But the Orioles.
They're not going 9-2, forget about it.
The Orioles, Nolan, you know, with those tiers, I want people to understand, just because you spend money in free agency doesn't mean it's always going to pay out. Yes, I understand. You spent some big bucks.
Oh, we know.
It works.
Tyler O'Neill.
Yeah.
Oh, we muscles. Know. You don't have to convince us.
How about your bench?
But so the name we brought up last segment that ended up being a huge part of what the Padres were doing last year was a pitcher that no one would have been excited for if they signed. It was your boy Nick Pivetta. Nolan, right?
No one called that, baby.
Oh, we would have been doing cartwheels here.
Victory lap, man.
So
Pivetta party.
And looking at this list, and your next tier, Nolan, if I understand, it was more about these are the ones that you take a flyer on. They're the risks, but they also have the highest reward. You're not expecting anything out of them. That the Orioles are going to need to hit on a couple of those guys. They have to. Every team that makes a run has a surprise or two or three. And we mentioned before, and for all of our listeners out there, who was the Orioles' best signing from last offseason? And he's not on the Orioles anymore.
Ramon Laureana.
Was he expected to be, an all-star caliber outfielder? Or was he expected to be the guy that would platoon, be the fourth or fifth? Why are we signing this type of guy?
Yeah, and he wasn't even that great to start the season either.
So that's my point exactly. The Orioles are going to need to, strike gold with a guy or two like that if they want to take that other step. Those things do matter.
No more Austin Slaters?
No.
No more Eloy Jimenez's? No.
I mean, you need bench players.
We're trying to win, right?
No. Bench players.
don't get.
And by the way, how many closers are out there? And because Elias said that, one of the guys came back from an injury. Tyler Wells, he's going to pitch out of the rotation. So here, this
brings me to put a bow on the starting pitcher. Yeah. And a fair warning right now: this final tier is called bargain bin / depth / dice roll, as Ryan was just alluding to. I got three names. All three of them are going to institute a groan from everyone listening at the same time. But we'll start together here. Tyler Anderson from the Angels.
Bro.
Right. Again, innings limit or the innings count there. It's cool. There. Well, I'm saying. Okay. Well, let me preface this. Yeah. Again, I'm backpedaling heavy here. These are guys that I don't have as part of the starting five. They are the 6, 7, 8 that you are also going to need. They're very important. We talked about it all year. You can't just have five starting pitchers. You got to have a depth, too. So these are your depth pieces. If they are not there to start the year, that's good. That's the best case scenario. But we know injuries are going to hit. At some point, one of these names is going to be needed, potentially. So if Tyler Wells is going to be in the rotation, even more paramount. Give me Tyler Anderson. Next one you're going to hate even more, Miles Michaelis. ERA is even worse than Anderson, but I'm looking at innings here. I'm looking for an eater. I'm looking for someone that's just going to...
And I think Elias went after him when he came back from Japan a few years ago, and he had a couple of really good years for the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Yeah, no doubt about it.
I think that ship might sail.
And then the last one here, bring him back. Tomo Sugano, baby. Bring him back. He likes it here. He wants to be here. He knows how to pitch here. He's comfortable in the clubhouse. Fits in nice. Is he a world beater? No. Very up and down season. But how soon we forget how elite he looked in the early stages of the season.
Yeah.
Not expecting him to do that. But if he is, say, someone that comes in when someone gets hurt, an option there for you, he's not going to break the bank at all.
Like an Albert Suarez role.
Better than that. I mean, Suarez can't even get on the mound.
But similar role.
Yes.
Like spot starter, long relief sort of thing.
Yeah, and you could even put him in the pen at that point. Okay. I don't think that's the end of the world. Right. So... we're starting to put together the pieces here, and the pickings are really slim when you go beyond that. I mean, these guys, I'm not in love with all three of them, but they're there. They're bargain bin.
All right, well, we're going to come back and shop from the dollar store a little bit more. It's Riveting with Ryan, Bob Hedy, Ryan Ripken. Nolan McGraw, he's working. I hear him working. If you want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. Trip to the Funhouse coming up as well. Then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock at Fresh Take Sports with Cordell Wool and Ben Hall coming up later tonight. And we're also going to get Ryan's thoughts on the Terps getting 2.5 at Eucla.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Let's get to the football. Terps are at UCLA there, Ryan. They've lost two in a row. 20-0 lead against Washington in the third quarter, late evaporated. Heartbreaking loss, 24-20. Fourth quarter lead, up 7 against Nebraska last Saturday. Couldn't maintain it. Wound up losing that game. Mini Mahomes, Raiola threw 3 picks, including a pick 6. Did throw 4 touchdown passes. Now the Terps are reeling a little bit. Malik Washington's been everything that you hoped he would be, and then some.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably the top freshman quarterback in the country. Now they're taking on the Bruins, who hadn't led in a game, much less won a game, until they stunned Penn State, then followed up by blowing out Michigan State on the road. And, hey, look, Michigan State might suck.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, UCLA had already fired their coach, Deshaun Foster. Terps are getting 2.5 to me, and we talk about it all week, and we are the flagship of the Terps, and I'm born and raised Maryland fan. I want them to do well. I don't mind condiment bowls, especially after not even making a bowl game last year, but when you start 4-0, you're aiming higher than mayonnaise.
Yes.
They lose to UCLA, I think there could be trouble city, because Indiana's going to come in. They're ranked 3rd in the country. Then you go to Rutgers, who's probably looking at it like Maryland is. Well, we beat Maryland. We could get bowl eligible. Then you go to Illinois, who's been ranked for most of the season,
yep.
Who beat USC. Then Michigan, all right, not the Michigan from last year or 2 years ago, certainly. And then Michigan State, who's terrible. But, I mean, could Maryland go from 4-0 to a team that's just trying to get bowl eligible when it's all said and done? And you know the Sharks are circling the water with the monies and the NILs, trying to get the Stewarts and the Maliks and the Mathises and the Flip Ely and all this stuff going on here.
I mean, the reality is, yes, you know, that the Terps are now, it's crazy to think in 2 weeks how the season can feel. Just like that. You know, you win one of these games. You beat Washington, you beat Nebraska, and then say they go to UCLA and they win this game, which is going to be tougher now because after UCLA's made some changes, you know, there's been this resurgence. You upset Penn State, and then you blow Michigan State out of the water. And I know Michigan State, not that they're this top team, but there's a change there in UCLA. They're playing with confidence. They're playing with nothing to lose. That can be a dangerous team. But for the Terps, it went from you could have been 6-0, so you could have maybe had a tough loss to one of those, and you beat UCLA, and then you have the biggest game in College Park in this century. I mean,
years.
Heck, if they're undefeated, you mentioned this. This is how crazy this has changed in just a couple weeks. If Maryland was undefeated going to play UCLA and they won, you said that it would be game day.
Game day would be at College Park. If they're 7-0, Maryland's at least in the top 15.
In Indiana,
they're coming in.
They're the third best team in the country at this moment, coming off that big win, obviously last week at Oregon. But to the part now with Maryland, it's back to the same narrative that they had these chances, and people go, no, it's a different feel. Well, how you change that feel, you got to win the close game. You know, Matt Rhule with Nebraska, actually, he said after the Cornhuskers beat the Terps, he goes, people said we couldn't win the close game. And they kept saying they didn't like that they don't like how we win. And he essentially said, we have to win. And we have to win close. And then if we win big, great. But we have to win. And Nebraska, they won. The Terps have had the opportunities. And then they've fallen short. And I like the talent, Bob. Like, I like the talent on this team. But now you're looking at the schedule. You lose to UCLA or you win. It's a tough slate down the stretch, which was a really promising start.
Yeah, and Cignetti got the big contract extension with Indiana. By the way, the Hoosiers, 27.5-point favorites against Michigan State. Real quick before we hit the break, does Maryland win? I picked them. I always pick them. Mm-hmm. Pick the Dolphins, too. But anyway, what's Maryland doing tomorrow at 7 o'clock? A game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan.
I'm going with you that they're going to win this game. Yeah. I think. Break the narrative. Win on the road, and then, welcome the Hoosiers.
And it'll be charged up down at CQ. We'll come back, go to the Funhouse. Then Inside Access takes over. And then it's Fresh Take Sports with Cordell Woolen and Ben Hall. They'll get you ready for a big sports weekend. Doubleheader baseball. Got the ALCS and the NLCS. Toronto trying to win 3 in a row in Seattle after they couldn't score at home. And the Dodgers trying to finish off the Brujas. Terps, as we said, 2.5-point dogs at UCLA. You can hear it on the Fan, 7 o'clock. Kickoff. It's on FS1. You want to check it out. Got a doubleheader in baseball tonight. Ravens are off. They have a bye, but still some interesting matchups going on in the National Football League. Ryan, what's on your agenda this weekend?
This weekend? Well, I want to see a little playoff football. I got a wedding that I'm going. It's wedding season, Bob. Not mine anymore, but it is wedding season.
You go to more weddings than guys who officiate weddings.
You know, well, yes. You know, I have officiated a wedding, too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, so if anyone's out there looking, I got my certificate.
Are they still together?
My sister and her husband, they're still together.
Was that legally recognized?
Yeah. By the power vested in me?
Get
by
the
Universal Life Church?
Nah.
Yeah, I got the certificate.
On. Yeah, do it in like 5 minutes.
Really?
We'll do it on the show next week.
I'm already married.
No, but we'll ordain you.
Yeah, you want to get ordained on the show next week?
Do I have to go to confession?
No, oh, gosh. Well, that's a whole different thing.
But I don't think the big guy wants me doing anything in that regard.
But that's what I got on this weekend. Then,
are you serious? You're joking, right?
What, that I'm ordained?
And it's legally recognized.
Do you want me to bring the document to you?
I'll take your word for it.
Do we need to get a photo here of that? So anyone out there...
A match pack?
Anyone out there, Bob, and for anyone listening, if you are looking for an ordained minister by the Universal Life Church, Ryan Ripken is at your service. Okay?
Wow.
But I'm not officially in the courthouse.
I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah, Ryan can do it. That's still better than going to the courthouse.
Yeah,
that's where I got married. Come on, man. Pump the brakes on that.
Don't you wish you had Ryan Ripken?
I do now.
And for the record, though, I will say for my sister's wedding... I was a little emotional. I will say, didn't think I was going to get as emotional. I forgot to have people sit down. I didn't say like you may be seated, so people were just standing for a couple minutes. So like for anyone who wants to know, I got those little mishaps out of the way. It'll be perfect if you're looking for a minister, Ryan Ripken, Universal Life.
Out of curiosity, since you opened this can of worms,
you really are fixated with this.
Do you get paid for this?
No.
What's going to charge his sister?
I'm charging. You know what, Rach? Actually, you're right. You're right, Bob. I said this. Hey, Rach, Cam.
That'll be $500. I'll do your
wedding. Put a price on love, but I'll take $10,000.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
I got Moscow mules instead.
You threw me a Kofax. You 12 to 6 me. I took a call third strike on that.
I'm telling you.
I didn't know that it was that easy to just go, and hey, I want to... Ordained minister. What was it? Universal Life Church?
Universal Life Church. I'm just saying, anyone else out there, you let me know. Nolan doesn't know it yet, but I might, when the time comes for him, who do you think is going to be?
That's awesome.
I have the power.
I don't know if I'm going to uphold my end of the bargain.
Well,
speak now or forever hold your peace. Nolan, where are you running? You know?
Yeah, so you're just going as a guest this weekend.
I'm going as a guest, and I'll enjoy some football. I got to say, when the Ravens have a bye, it's very stress-free. You just kind of relax on Sunday, you know?
And hell yeah. Go with the flow. You got the red zone, whatever financial stake you have, and pick a game here. And yeah, it is kind of like I'll be running hot tomorrow watching Maryland, of course, but other than that, let's make it happen.
For Ravens fans, you can't be hurt this weekend or upset.
And even with the baseball playoffs, the Yankees aren't even there to root against. So, yeah, it's going to be a stress-free weekend.
There you go.
I'm digging it.
After the Terps win, of course.
Yes. That ought to be real.
It's all contingent on them. Everything's riding on Maryland.
Yeah, if they're getting thumped, then I'll probably be cussing and stuff. But anyway, Nolan, are we going to the fun house or what?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Quick Draws Funhouse,
sponsored by the Smile Design Center, changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, let's see. We'll start here with last night's game. Thursday Night Football action. Texter here says that Flacco performance was incredible, but people need to be realistic about what he's going to do the rest of the way. Every stop he's had since leaving Baltimore, he's turned in at least one game like that. The real Flacco showed himself with the Browns earlier this year.
I don't know if I fully agree with that. Yes, the three options can happen when Joe Flacco throws a deep ball, right? Beautiful spiral, always.
No doubt.
Could be an unbelievable play, or you are going to see one of the worst interceptions that you've seen, right? Like, that's kind of the three things, but I'm buying that the Bengals here, they got a shot of life. And next they got, they're playing the Jets, the Bears. I mean, I think Joe Flacco's going to get them right back in it. But no, I think Cleveland, that's just a mess in itself. You hear them chanting after the game,
thank you, Cleveland
in Cincinnati. I'm not saying peak Joe Flacco back in the day, but I think we're going to see some better performances from him.
If Chase Brown runs like he did last night, I'll buy it a little bit more. But if he's back to the 2 yards of carry, forget about it. I think Flacco hit his peak last night.
That's the game of the year for him. Game of the year, for sure.
And how about one for the road? This one talking about some of the free agent pitching options. Jack Flaherty's name did get mentioned very briefly, but it was mentioned.
Yes, it was.
Texter here says, I think the league told you how they feel about Jack Flaherty last offseason. Great for the Tigers, helped the Dodgers finish the job in the World Series, and still had pretty much no interest all winter. 2025 numbers, not very attractive. Trust me, this guy will be available in February, early March. Just watch.
Yeah, and didn't the Orioles talk to him about possibly a reunion this offseason?
Mm-hmm. And he's got a player option, so I'm really curious if he's going to pick that $20 million up, and my guess is he will. And the reason why he was hanging around for so long in the offseason, too, is he wanted a long-term deal, and that's what teams were afraid of. They said, hey, prove it a little bit more before you give you more dough. So I said, all right, I'll go prove it. Unfortunately, he didn't prove enough. So I think he stays in Detroit one more year, and we'll see what happens.
Well, that's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up next as Ryan Ripken's off to another wedding. Nolan's off being awesome because that's just how he is. That's how he rolls. It's his world. We're just living in it. Inside Access coming up next, followed by Fresh Take Sports with Cordell Woodland and Ben Hall. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, Ryan Ripken, I'm Bob Haney. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We talk to you when we talk to you. For now, class dismissed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.